With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Can we talk about my favorite subject?
Booze?
There it is.
Yay!
Oh, it's Amber's
Amber's joining the team!
Yeah!
Booze!
That is... I just found out, even though you're the bachelor on the show...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Is that a bad word to say?
Oh, it's so tender. Sorry. I can't hear that.
The eternal bachelor on the show.
I just
Steve's
got that.
Like,
I
know, Steve's I know. Like, what?
Sorry. Yeah. I found out that I should be getting a lot more play than you get because
no.
Women find binge drinkers hot.
What?
There's a study out that said heavy consumption of alcohol tells a potential mate that the binge drinker is healthy and strong.
Strong like bull.
I don't believe that. That seems weird. What makes them healthy?
Yeah.
We're able to
hold your booze?
Yes.
Or?
Like if we can binge and still semi-function.
Is that hot? Semi-function, that's hot.
Because it's like, you're right. The word healthy shouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you seem virile with your jaundicey liver. Like, that's, you're right. That's not. But it says the amount of drinking is influenced by the number of eligible men present compared to women. So, like, if there's a bunch of men in a room and one guy's just like, grr, the alpha.
I mean, not holding your liquor as a man is definitely not attractive.
See?
Okay. But the guy that can drink a lot and hold it and not be...
I mean, I'm not like, oh my gosh,
look at
down
him.
That whole bottle of whatever.
Well, how about your, can your man thing hold his booze?
Oh yeah, he really can.
That's a turn on.
Yeah, he's a drinker.
Would it be
but
better?
So am I.
Can he boot and rally? Because I can't, I will never date a person who can boot and rally. I do not like that.
I don't know this.
Barf
oh.
And keep going.
Yeah.
He probably could.
God, I can't
he
be around.
Probably
I don't,
could.
I hate it.
I
That's
wouldn't
gross
put it past
to me.
Him.
You can't
Ugh.
Be around a girl that does the.
I could either one. Like, I don't want to be with someone. Like, if you...
Just, yeah, if you're thrown up, call it a night.
You've done your duty
yeah.
here. You've, like, you've gone past.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's you, over.
Stop. And I know so many people are like, it's good, I puked. Let's go. And you're like, it's not good. You still smell like puke. Like, just stop. The other really big booze news. God, we need to do a whole thing every day.
Booze news.
There are bars that are no longer going to charge by the drink. They're going to charge by the hour.
What?
And this would not be cost effective for me.
You don't drink enough? I thought you were on my team.
I mean, I am, but I like to pace myself. I'm not going to just, because then I'd feel the pressure. I'd be like, okay, let me get these down before the hour's up.
How many do you think you could drink in an hour?
Wow.
I would do two.
How expensive are your drinks?
I mean, average, normal.
Because, like, I drink Makers and stuff, and it's
yeah.
like $15 at a, like, not even really nice place.
Oh, this would actually be advantageous.
It's, if you want good stuff, it's $20 an hour.
And is this as unlimited, as much as I want to
drink? That's what it says.
That would be perfect for you.
Oh, my
Bad
God.
Bad for the bar you go
you
to.
Oh, my
the
God.
Bar.
It's like the fat guy walking in the buffet.
Yeah,
yeah
they would
like,
never
oh,
make
no.
a cup.
It's over.
Excuse me, sir, can you leave?
They would 100% kick me out.
Wow, that's cheap.
Are you telling me that's not the greatest thing in the world? The system scans your driver's license for height and weight.
What?
That's how they get
then
you.
They keep, then they would try, they'd keep me within my limits.
That's how they do it.
Oh,
they would,
so
they
you
would
pay
scan
for an
my
hour,
height and
but...
weight.
You're gonna have
and
four.
It's the weight on my ID, not my actual. Because I would like, I'd walk in my scuba wetsuit, couple like 10-pound weights, and just go, dude, I weigh like 190.
You've lost a lot of weight since you've had that picture
my
taken.
My ID might actually help me.
Yeah, it might get you more booze.
If,
yeah.
Here's the only thing I need from you two and everyone. If you hear of one of these open concept bars. You hit me up immediately with their exact longitude and latitude.
You'll take it.
And I will put them out of business 24 hours later.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.